Self-care. It's such a deep, layered word, and for me, it's really become the process of getting to know yourself, showing up for yourself over and over again. In creation of the Self-Care Creature podcast, I want to teach you, too, how to have a relationship with yourself. We're going to dive into the psychological and physiological unfoldings of adopting what I love to call a self-care lifestyle. This podcast is here to help you, the stressed out but spiritually minded individual who can feel that wild calling in your heart, who wants to develop self-care rituals to support your daily living, give you the confidence and know-how to live through your intuition and raise your self-worth. You deserve it. You are capable of this. And I want to help you understand how the hell to get there, what it actually means, and how do you actually live it. That's where my intention is with this podcast. The Self-Care Creature Podcast, brought to you by me, your host, Courtney Klopp. Let's dive in.
This is going to be a Pivotal Points pep talk. As I am moving around my home this morning, very much teetering on the lines of like, yes, I'm just gonna get shit done and be in the mood and like clean and have purpose and feel really fucking good. And also just like instantly I'm sitting on the couch. I don't feel like doing a fucking anything at all. And I could just decompose here and be okay. And I got to thinking to myself about teetering this line. I'm thinking about the word discipline that I've decided one of the four words that I'm carrying with me through the year of 2023, and just recognizing how challenging that seems to be within my system sometimes. And I just wanted to speak to the challenges of showing up for ourselves every single day and feeling purpose in our lives every single day, because that's something that I say a lot. All you have to do is wake up every single day and remember who you are and why you're living in the world. And yes, I do deeply believe that. I'm realizing in some ways I absolutely still do that. I meditate. I've been, for the last few months, I've been meditating, doing a guided meditation before I even get out of bed in the morning, and I set my intention every single morning, and that is aligned to my values and my integrity and my true north and from my astrological chart and things of this nature. But that doesn't mean that you're going to wake up every single day and actually feel like doing some shit, no matter how big your purpose is. And It's really a fine line of learning how to support yourself where you're at and really tuning in and asking yourself what you need and noticing a resistance to doing something new, which is still a nervous system response, right? So it's learning how can you support your nervous system to feel comfortable and okay enough to do what you want to do. That's ultimately what it is. But I also just want to be like a sassy little bitch right now and say, like, sometimes, bitch, you just have to pull up your bootstraps. You really do. And you just have to do it because you know that you want this and you are the only one that's going to move the needle forward. And it can be really hard to feel like you don't have other people in your life pulling you along that path, especially if you're an entrepreneur and you've just like decided to start your own business or do something like that, and there is no blueprint. You don't feel like you have the support that you need to know what the fuck to do next. And I just want you to know this is a reminder that I'm constantly giving my clients, and that is bopping me over the head right now too, is that you are doing it. You're doing it already. No doubt that if you have some goals, desires, intentions, accomplishments, like, you're making the moves to do it and to be that different person. And is it possible that you're just in the middle of the ick? You're in that discomfort of making that journey between where you know you are and where you want to go, and you're expanding into that space. And there might be a lot of motherfucking nervous system resistance in that, my friend. I know that there is for me, and I have to be very, very gentle with myself and constantly pause. And it's this ebb and flow. Currently, what it looks like is that I am smoking way more than I want to, or that I know I need to, or like all of the shoulds, right? Or any of that. More than I was earlier this year. Like, remember when you basically quit smoking? And this, it just makes me laugh because it's the ebb and flow of my life. And I know deep under that I don't want to be a stoner sitting on my couch every single motherfucking day and night. I just don't. Maybe you do. And if you do, you have a different conversation to hold yourself and talk to yourself about. But I actually don't want that. I want to feel more clear-headed and present and just more... That's exactly it. Clear and present in my life. And cannabis doesn't assist in that all of the time. And so it's really interesting to be in this space. But knowing that I am here and I'm not going to, that that's not who I want to be, I have come to a place now where I can trust myself to just be in this space and watch myself and hold myself and lightly like, okay, I'm shifting, I have intentions to shift, putting other things in place in my life so that this can easily just fall by the wayside when it's time. But it's been really fascinating to really dig into the deep layers of how this, how cannabis specifically has served me. And if there's something that you're trying to really just allow yourself to fucking do or get over in your life, I highly recommend honoring it. How has it served you? And that can be very challenging to look at. So I say that lightly. So this is really a very rambly pep talk just to say, can you just know that you are exactly where you need to be? And truly maybe sit down and take a couple of deep breaths and allow yourself to really feel into that space. Because yeah, you probably aren't where you want to be. And yeah, it probably feels exhausting and overwhelming to get to where you want to be. And some days we really do just feel like we want to lay down and not, even in the motherfucking tiny slightest. But perhaps you can find it within yourself to know that you can. And to pull yourself up and to know that you are someone with a very unique vision in this world, a very unique way of approaching people. And that your light and your magic, your compassion, your creativity, your awareness, your understanding, you are needed in this world. No one is you. And I think you know that, and I think that you want to be able to show up. And it's okay if you can't right now. And I'm also going to ask, but can you? It's such a both and plenty of times there's a need for rest. And sometimes it's just really hard to pull ourselves out of that, at least for me. Like, it can be challenging to get into that restful state. And then once I'm there, do not want to go anywhere. I'm not leaving. And so just that little transition of, okay, picking myself up again, we're coming back into a different cycle, a different way of being. But really holding yourself in the understanding of the ebb and the flow. I'm not saying it's easy. It's not easy at all. And discomfort, like learning to get comfortable with being uncomfortable, ugh. Like, how is that even possible? But I know that I love it, that I've chosen a life of peace of mind is of my highest priority in my life, which means stress management, which means taking care of myself, which has led through some sort of spiritual awakening for me. But I believe you have the power to support yourself, and I believe that that will change the way that you interact with others in the world, your community, your family, and I believe that that has the potential to ripple out and change our planet. So wherever you're at today, friend, simply support yourself. Give yourself a little hug. Know that you're not fucking alone in this washing machine of a life. And when I say washing machine, that's the sensation. That's the name I give the sensation of, like, just feeling like you're tumbling. It's that the Hanged One card in the tarot. It's that chrysalis of the caterpillar to the butterfly. Like, you're literally just a little goo. The washing machine sensation. Figuring out your way. But we don't want to live in that goo for a lifetime, right? Even if you do feel like it's your purpose and you are meant to know that space well, that's how I feel. We've got to find our stability. We've got to find the edges of our structure, of our life, so that we can flow within it. There is a form for you to ask questions or leave feedback or anything like that, and I would be delighted to look over that and circle back for more pep talks or just answering questions if that's something that's of interest to you. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I do hope that you got something out of this. If you did, it would mean a lot if you want to leave a tiny little review or say something about it on social media. That word of mouth really helps small business these days. Wishing you well in your day, friend. Wait a minute. It's the outro. I just want to take a quick moment to say thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being a part of this movement for individuals, our communities, the planet. If you happen to tune into this episode and you really don't know who I am, well, my name is Courtney. I'm a queer woman bridging the space between self-care and community care with my sweet and sassy spirit. I've been lifestyle coaching since 2012. I have a very eclectic background that I've built up over the last decade plus of my career, and I specialize in helping people move through challenging transitions in their lives, to learn how to accept and maybe even love themselves, to attain this peace of mind. All aspects of my work revolve around creating a stable foundation in your body, mind, and soul that you can return to and build from for the rest of your life. I have classes, courses, community, private sessions available, all online, in person, some on-demand offerings. Feel free to check it out at my website, www.selfcarecreature.com. Don't forget about the form in the show notes. You can give me some feedback. You can ask questions, be a part of this podcast conversation with me. And it would mean so much if you would like to leave a review. Thank you for being here.